KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an FBI agent held up a garden pick and a shovel in the Chad Daybell trial today, saying they found these in his garage and believed they were used to bury the remains of 16-year-old Tylee Ryan. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobay.
Second, a longtime aide to Donald Trump broke down in tears on the stand at his hush money trial today. We have a play-by-play from ABC's legal analyst in just a few minutes. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Bumper to bumper with speeds at a crawl southbound I-15 from Marriott Slaterville all the way down to just past Riverdale Road on southbound I-15. The good news is the crash has just cleared. All lanes of travel are open. The bad news is it's still going to take a while for these delays to clear out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers and clouds exiting, giving way to mostly sunny skies Friday and Saturday. I'm Devin Mishuli.
It's 55 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studio. Now, our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Court has adjourned for the week in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. Hope Hicks, former top aide to Trump, testified for much of the day about her knowledge of payments made to Stormy Daniels to keep an alleged affair with Trump from being made public ahead of the 2016 election and other negative stories from being published. During cross-examination, Hicks became visibly upset. ABC News contributor Kim Whaley called it a pivotal moment.
There are so many elements of the government's case in that moment, from the most credible witness who's closest to the president. We can read into it. Jurors are human beings. It was so difficult for her to sit there, presumably, and tell the truth that she broke down and had to excuse herself.
Hicks returned to testify further. Court resumes Monday. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar from Texas, along with his wife.
Prosecutors say the Democrat from Laredo took in $600,000 from a Mexican bank and an oil and gas company owned by the government of Azerbaijan. A 14-count indictment says in exchange for the payments to shell companies for consulting by his wife that was never performed, Henry Cuellar used his office to push policies favoring the bank and the former Soviet Republic.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Another Israeli hostage held by Hamas in Gaza has been declared dead by Israeli forensic teams. It comes as talks between ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel continue. CIA Director Bill Burns in Cairo, Egypt, for those brokered talks that would also include boosting aid in Gaza. At the White House today, President Biden awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 Americans. It's the nation's highest honor for a civilian. Among the recipients, former VP Al Gore and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. And last-minute preparations underway at Churchill Downs ahead of tomorrow's 150th Kentucky Derby. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. It's a name we haven't heard in years back in the headlines. Hope Hicks. On the witness stand of the Trump trial, she was one of his top and most loyal aides. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks is joining us live. So she really still isn't in touch with the old boss, is she?
That's right, Jeff. For the last couple of years, she hasn't had any contact with him. But it was an emotional day in court for her, as you say. She broke down. But, you know, it's good news, bad news for the DA. In the first couple of weeks of the trial, capped off by Hope Hicks, they've shown Donald Trump is a groper and a liar, a philanderer and a payer of hush money, desperate to keep things quiet. But that's not what the case is about. The case is about whether or not Donald Trump actually falsified corporate records. And did he intend to break an election law that says you got to report contributions, including arguably $130,000 to Stormy Daniels? I think the plan is, having set this up and getting the jury to feel negative toward Trump, now the main event will be in the next few weeks when Michael Cohen takes the stand and he tries to prove that the critical legal elements against Trump are in fact true.
So during the course of her testimony, she talked about the former president's reaction to the Access Hollywood tape, how he thought it was just guys talking and that's the way they talk. So was this supposed to benefit the prosecution or the defense? I'm really fuzzy.
Well, the prosecution put her on the stand, and so they hope that her talking about the deep anxiety gripping the campaign after the Access Hollywood tape came out. And then a few women, their stories are going to come out in the last week or so before the campaign. This, again, is all to set up the concept that what Donald Trump did later on was to break the law. Now, the problem for the DA later on is going to be that there's no smoking gun where Donald Trump is shown by a document to have violated the law. It's all up to Michael Cohen to convince the jury that that's what Trump told him when they were together in private. The defense is going to beat up on Cohen, as you know, for his lying and his perjury convictions. So then the question will be, is the jury going to remember really well what a bad guy Donald Trump was and sort of ignore the problems with Cohen's credibility? The DA hopes that'll make the difference in terms of a verdict against Trump.
This has been going on for, what, 2 weeks now? How long is it going to continue?
You know, this judge is really fast. We were told initially it would probably be mid-June when we get a verdict. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised, Jeff, if we had a verdict by Memorial Day.
That's ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks joining us live. Royal, we appreciate it.